Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, its defense minister and chief of army staff, killed in US-Israel airstrikes. Iran retaliates with bombings in Gulf countries. U.S. President Donald Trump warns Tehran of harder strikes if it goes ahead with its actions. India calls for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Pakistan launches airstrikes on Afghan capital Kabul. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates various development projects worth 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry, says government is taking Puducherry to greater heights. 17 killed after a massive explosion in a factory at Nagpur. Prime Minister expresses grief over loss of lives. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India to face West Indies in final Super 8 clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. And now the news in detail. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in US-Israel airstrikes, Iranian state media confirmed earlier today. His death occurred after a joint US and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and government sites. A 40-day state mourning has been declared in Iran. Iran's chief of army staff and defense minister were also killed in an airstrike targeting a meeting of the country's defense council, as reported by Iranian state television. General Abdul Rahim Mosavi and Defense Minister General Aziz Nasir Zadeh were killed at the meeting, alongside the head of the Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard and security adviser Ali Shamkhani. The Iranian state media announced the deaths of military leaders today. Iranian state media reported at least 200 are dead and more than 700 injured. Reports suggest that around 40 Iranian officials were also killed in the strikes. In response, Iran launched attacks across West Asia. Apparent Iranian strikes have been reported in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait, places with U.S. military bases or that are allied to the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, said Khamenei's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The U.S. president added that heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as American warships moved into the region amid stalled nuclear talks. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Tehran that America will hit them harder. He wrote in a post on Truth Social that Iran just stated that they are going to hit very hard today, harder than they have ever hit before. He said they better not do that, however, because if they do, U.S. will hit them with a force that has never been seen before. Trump's remarks came after Iran vowed to avenge the killing of its supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, and launched fresh attacks on U.S. and Israel bases. Thousands of people in Tehran, Isfahan and Mashhad have gathered to mourn their supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. His death is being portrayed by state media as the martyrdom of The Guardian, framing his end not as a defeat, but as a final sacrifice for the sovereignty of the nation. Citizens paid tribute at holy sites and protested the attacks as Iran braces for a leadership transition and heightened national security. In the central Iranian city of Isfahan, residents gathered at Imam Square to protest the strikes and to mourn the death of Ayatollah Khamenei. In the northeastern city of Mashhad, mourners gathered at the holy shrine of Imam Reza to pay respect to their late leader. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries amid rising tensions in the region, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the evolving situation in the Gulf with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan, discussing the ongoing situation in the Gulf. The External Affairs Minister also called on the Qatar Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged its nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing regional situation due to U.S.-Israeli airstrikes in Iran. The embassies also advised Indian nationals to exercise utmost caution, follow official advisories, and to avoid unnecessary movement. The embassies also issued 24/7 helpline numbers and email IDs in time to facilitate timely assistance during the time of emergency. The toll-free number of the Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi is 800-46342. The WhatsApp number is +97154309057. People can also reach on email pbsk.dubai@mea.gov.in and ca.abudhabi@mea.gov.in. China has urged for an immediate ceasefire after the US-Israel strikes in Iran. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed concern over the strikes and urged all sides to avoid escalation and to resume dialogue and negotiation. In a statement, the ministry said Iran's sovereignty, security and territorial integrity should be respected. China's state-run news agency called Washington's use of military coercion a flagrant violation of the purposes and principles of the United Nations Charter and a departure from fundamental norms of international relations. Russia has criticized U.S. President Donald Trump and Israel for embarking on a dangerously irresponsible attack on Iran, which Moscow said was plunging the entire Middle East into the abyss. Russia's foreign ministry said Washington and Tel Aviv have once again embarked on a dangerous adventure that is rapidly bringing the region closer to a humanitarian, economic and possibly radiological catastrophe. He said by plunging the West Asia into an abyss of uncontrolled escalation, they are actually encouraging countries around the world, primarily in the region, to acquire more and more serious means against emerging threats. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also condemned the U.S.-Israeli airstrikes on Iran and called for an immediate return to negotiations to pull the region and the world back from the brink of a wider war. Mr. Guterres said the U.S. and Israeli airstrikes violated the international law, including the U.N. Charter.
I have condemned the massive military strikes by the United States and Israel against Iran. And I also condemn the subsequent attacks by Iran violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. We are witnessing a grave threat to international peace and security.
Protests turned violent near the U.S. consulate on Mai Kolachi Road in Pakistan's Karachi today, following the death of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and the police resorted to tear gas shelling and fired warning shots in an attempt to disperse the crowd and restore order. Afghanistan's capital Kabul was attacked by Pakistani air power this morning. This has triggered a series of explosions and the Afghan Air Defense Forces fire response against aerial targets. These round of airstrikes lasted for about 20 minutes. The Afghan authorities have accused Pakistan of killing civilians in multiple attacks. In Jammu and Kashmir, the army troops opened fire to bring down a Pakistani drone after it entered into the Indian side from across the line of control in Poonch district early today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the drone returned to Pakistan-occupied Kashmir after hovering briefly in Digwar area of Poonch district. This was the second time in 3 days that troops opened fire after picking up drone movement from across the border. However, the drone escaped the gunshots and immediately returned. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation and laid foundation stone for development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that with investments in spiritual tourism, ecotourism and health tourism, the government is taking Puducherry to greater heights, highlighting Puducherry's rise in per capita income and its achievement of the highest social index score in the country. The Prime Minister said that double-engine government will add more momentum to the Union Territory's growth.
Puducherry has shown an impressive rise in per capita income. It has also achieved the highest social progress index score in the country. Now, the double engine NDA government will add more momentum to Puducherry's growth. Today, projects worth more than 2,700 crore rupees are being inaugurated and foundation stones are being laid. These projects will transform the lives of the people.
He expressed confidence that Puducherry can emerge as a medical tourism hub.
We believe that healthcare should be accessible, available and affordable to all. Ayushman Bharat scheme is already fulfilling the vision for crores of families across India. No citizen of Puducherry should be forced to travel far for treatment. Instead, we want people of other regions to come here to heal. I strongly believe that Puducherry can become a medical tourism hub.
19 projects worth 1,142.23 crore rupees were inaugurated at the function. These included rollout of e-buses under the PME Bus Seva Initiative, the Integrated Command and Control Center under the Smart City Mission, tenements for the economically weaker sections under the City Investments to Innovate, Integrate and Sustain Initiative, and major sewerage and water supply projects of the Puducherry government.
Today, the world is focusing on mobility, that is, cleaner and greener. Electric vehicles have become an important part of our life. In a tourism hub like Puducherry, electric buses can be a game changer in reducing pollution. Under PME Bus Seva, electric buses are being provided today. The housing project related to our program today will give families stability and dignity.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and dedicate several nation projects of worth 4,400 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu. More from our correspondent.
Temple city of Madurai is decked up to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Security has been tightened in and around the city. PM will lay foundation stone for four-laning of Marakkanam Puducherry section and Paramakudi Ramanathapuram section of National Highway. This will be a boon to public as it will reduce traffic congestion. PM will inaugurate 8 Amrit Bharat railway stations including Manapparai, Tiruvarur, Pollachi and Karaikudi. He will also dedicate to nation 4th railway line of Chennai Bichek to Chennai Ekpur. PM will then visit Tiruparankundran temple, first among the 6 abodes of Lord Muruga. PM will address public in NDA rally at Mandela Nagar in Madurai. NDA alliance partners will also be attending the meeting along with union ministers. K. Devi Padmanabhan with R. Chidambaranathan at Madurai for Akashvani News, Chennai.
17 people have died in a massive explosion at SBL Energy Limited in Raulgaon in Nagpur. The information was shared on social media by Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. 18 workers have been injured in the incident and a major fire broke out following the blast. Teams from the NDRF and SDRF have reached the spot and rescue operations are underway at full speed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the explosion at the factory in Nagpur in Maharashtra. He also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of the kin of each deceased. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will face West Indies in their final Super 8 clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. The winner of the match will qualify for the semi-finals. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, its Defense Minister and Chief of Army Staff killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes. Iran retaliates with bombings in Gulf countries. U.S. President Donald Trump warns Tehran of harder strikes if it goes ahead with its actions. India calls for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Pakistan launches airstrikes on Afghan capital Kabul. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates various development projects worth 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry, says government is taking Puducherry to greater heights. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India to face West Indies in final Super 8 clash in Kolkata this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.